The Ensemble Theater of Chattanooga is getting ready for their first production in their new home. Recently, they moved from the St. Andrews Center to the Eastgate Town Center in Brainerd. Fresh black paint is on the walls of their new space, and the cast is warming up for Avenue Q.
We live on Avenue Q.
You're gonna love it.
We live on Avenue Q.
The set of Avenue Q looks like an apartment building downtown. When you sit in the audience, you see the exterior of the building.
Five different doorways, and each doorway houses one of the, one set of characters.
It looks like a neighborhood in New York City, one of the low-rent neighborhoods far away from Manhattan.
Beyond Avenue A, B, C, and D, in the lowly, the cheap neighborhood, I guess. So basically,
that's Gary Posey. He's the artistic director. He's also acting in this musical, which opens January 11th. He plays a character named Brian.
He's sort of an out-of-work or in-between job individual.
The character Brian wants to be a comedian. He's not very good at it, though.
Well, I sing an entire song about not wearing underwear, and no one finds it funny.
Avenue Q has several characters like Brian, people who want to be artistic or find love or just get a good job. Often, they fail.
Is there anybody here it doesn't suck to be? It sucks to be me.
Avenue Q is really funny, though. It's almost unrelentingly upbeat, yet bitter and sarcastic at the same time. Kind of like an adult, twisted version of Sesame Street.
I've heard it kind of described as Sesame Street meets South Park.
Yeah, or Sesame Street with a touch of Friends. Yeah.
Throughout the musical, catchy songs contain life lessons for adults, like everyone's a little bit racist sometimes, and there is life outside your apartment, and you've got lots of bills to pay.
You work real hard and the pay's real low.
I think one of the big themes of the play is disillusionment, that point in which you get out of college and you realize, oh, wait, life is not nearly as cool as I thought it was going to be.
Oh, definitely, or it's not as easy as you thought it was going to be, you know?
And at the end of the day, there's nowhere to go.
Another thing that makes this a grown-up Sesame Street, the show has puppets. In fact, most of the cast is actually cute, fuzzy, and sometimes demented puppets. The puppets give advice to the humans.
Like last week, I told this guy to set his house on fire for the insurance claim.
This adorable little guy is a teddy bear.
Oh, me? I'm a bad idea bear.
You heard that right. A bad idea bear. He also sings.
I'm mainly in a song called Loud as the Hell You Want.
Oh, wow. That is a song about what?
Making love.
You can be as loud as you want when you're making love.
Exactly.
Even if it annoys the neighbors.
Uh-huh.
Even if they call the police.
Yeah.
Even if the police come in and arrest you.
Yep.
Because you're not going to pay the bail because you're a bear.
Exactly. I like you.
I'm Maggie Bradshaw, and I'm the director of Avenue Q.
How do you direct people with puppets?
That's a little bit interesting. It's hard trying to morph an actor into a puppet, because actors tend to want to act themselves.
Yeah, they want to be out front.
Absolutely. And so, but we've had great experiences. We've had our Kate Monster as a puppeteer already.
My name's Kate Monster.
And you're a, as your name would suggest, a purple monster.
I am.
But are you like a scary monster or a friendly monster?
No. There's monsters of all different kinds and shapes and sizes. And there's no reason to discriminate against any of them, no.
How long have you been on Avenue Q?
Oh, me about 3 years.
I like romantic things like music and art.
Lately, I'm having a lot of boy problems.
So why don't I have a boyfriend?
I kind of fell for the new guy. The new guy on Avenue Q, Princeton. And I just don't know that he feels the same way about me.
Why did he move here?
Why did he move here? He's looking for his purpose.
What do you do with a BA in English? What is my life going to be? 4 years of college and plenty of knowledge have earned me this useless degree.
For me, it's fun, it's comedic. but it also kind of has this sort of universal message of what is my purpose.
Somehow I can't shake the feeling I might make a difference to the human race.
On Avenue Q, some of the residents do wind up making a difference. It's ultimately a feel-good story in spite of the sarcasm. There is adult language and adult humor, so it's not a show for kids. It opens today, January 11th, and runs through the 27th of this month. More information is online at EnsembleTheaterOfChattanooga.com. Again, that's EnsembleTheaterOfChattanooga.com. For WUTC, I'm Michael Edward Miller. And a couple of fun facts about Avenue Q. The Broadway version won the Tony for Best Musical. One of the writers, Robert Lopez, also co-wrote The Book of Mormon, the musical from Trey Parker and Matt Stone. Avenue Q was one of the longest-running shows in Broadway history.